Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday and the energies of July. Wow, it's been really, really elevating and shifting and transforming and just evolving. I think everybody is just really getting on board with how heightened these frequencies are coming in right now. And so we're getting prepared for the 8th month that is just around the corner, and that brings the 8th month brings the 8-8 gateway. So I'm feeling that these higher 8-8 gateway frequencies is what's really bringing us into these high-pitched ringing in the ears and high-pitched vibrations that just kind of really knocks you out on top of the head and just brings you into the stillness. And so I know many of you are also feeling these extreme downloads of the higher frequencies. And so I'm asking the masters, what is it that we want to talk about tonight to bring in this awareness of this shifting of these higher vibrations that we're infusing, and the feeling of this getting to know who we are, getting to know what we are and where we're going, seems to be more prevalent in the hearts and minds of a lot of people right now. These higher energies, you know, when I'm walking outside and listening to Mother Nature and just listening to the four-legged and the winged, I get a sense of there's a new wave of consciousness about honoring who you are, really honoring where you are in your own evolution of where you're elevating to, and an understanding more that there is a universal beingness state of consciousness around us. And we really are not alone. And there is a more rapid energy flowing around us that we sense even from looking at the four-legged and winged and all the plant kingdom around us. We really are aligning to the other consciousness of the other kingdoms. And so you really need to be in a higher state of consciousness wherever you are, and in being that higher state of consciousness of seeing whatever's being placed in front of you, whether it's an action of an animal or a winged, whether it's a word of knowledge that comes by, whether it's a symbolic pattern on a t-shirt of someone walking by or a symbol on someone's car. These are master messages speaking to us. I had a car parked in front of me the other day, and it had something on it to do with, I am aligned to the chromosomes around me. And I was like, wow, because I was working that morning on the electromagnetic fields and the chromosome structures in the DNA codons and multiple frequencies of atomic patterns that I was seeing. And now here comes a car parked in front of me at the lights. I love my chromosomes or something like this. I thought, yeah, okay. You want me to work with the chromosome energy. And that's the shifting of the light particles in the body. So that's something that came to me. And that's when I came into the awareness that you really have to be looking around you and listening to see what's being placed before you. They're higher radiant light particles or light waves of consciousness that we're breathing in more and more each day. And that's what's transitioning our consciousness into accepting that we're on the cusp of moving into creating our own reality of who we are becoming as these light beings. In this stillness, when we do our stillness activations in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, we're able to hear now a higher level or a higher pitched sound of the stillness. And the higher the level you go is when you step into the rates of creation. The vibratory rates are the higher frequencies of creation. When this starts happening, we start elevating and tapping into those dormant codes in our body. And the frequencies of these higher octaves that are here now starts tapping us into our originating crystal light soul consciousness. So we're really not doing anything other than breathing, recognizing, accepting, and receiving. But it's really about understanding that you are an expression at this time of your life of all of the collections, of all of the thought forms, and all of the outcomes that you've had collected in you since the time you were born till now. And that there's hidden abilities and gifts within your souls of light that's ready to be connected as the living energies in you. So you're really coming into a state of really understanding how your body and how your mind are working. Because the mind is there, but it won't allow you to accept anything unless it's in harmonic balance with your heart. Anything that's not resolved when these new energies are coming in are going to be blocking you from receiving the living energies of the light intelligences that is trying to seep through your inner mind and into your inner heart when you're in stillness. And so just where we are right now in our life, in our lifetime now, is really about going back in time to when you first received messages or first felt messages. And some of you were really, really young, just like myself. But the further back you go into your inner child, soul, self, that little self inside of us, of all of your thought forms, that keep repeating and creating the same outcomes over and over again, is when you're going to be able to recognize that you have a pattern and that you no longer want to continue with. Which brings us into the state of where we are now, where we're listening and becoming focused to shift our own hearts and minds. We have to focus And we have to take control of our thought forms and the energies around us. So you know when you walk into an energy field where there's a discordant energy or an upsetting frequency, you need to create the new higher vibrations, the ones that you cannot see, that's moving around you in a spiritual dance of reality frequencies. You know it's there. You know it's your masters, your spirit guides that are dancing around you. You're calling on them more often than you realize telepathically to come to protect you, to come to disperse the old waveforms so that you can begin that elevated state of consciousness of your own codes of light and building your chakra body of the chakra codes. This is the teachings that I'm doing with the 9-code course, is to build, rebuild, realign, rebalance you back into your originating light form in an elevated state of consciousness. And so each day, as we are releasing the old dense programs by recognizing them as the patterns that you used to do, you're actually activating your original codes. And those codes have light formats in them. And those light formats is what's dancing in your aura body every day now. It just comes in waveforms on gateways or eclipses or lunar activations, but it is becoming stronger. You are transfiguring inside and out of the body. More than you know. This upcoming 8th month, the Aisha, you will feel your own energetic fields. They will be electrifying, they will be amplifying, they will be illuminating. As the light crystals of light particles arrive to rebuild, restructure your aura. Into the crystalline intelligence of a crystalline matrix field. So if you can get a visual of your inner child becoming aware that there's a new energy that you're breathing in, and that you're dancing into higher spirals above your head and moving into higher transcendental meditations and leaving the body longer, that it may feel abandoned, it may feel lost, it may feel confused. And when that happens with your inner child, then the mind starts jumping in gear and bringing in the old memories, the old programs, the old fears. But when you come into the understanding that you're just in transition and you're just on a learning curve and you're just breathing in the higher light particles of light-coded formats that are arriving in your aura body, and that your own master civilizations and your own soul timelines are rebuilding and restructuring your aura body into a beautiful crystalline matrix field. That's changing you. That's shifting you. That's awakening you. And that's what's upsetting your inner child. You're restructuring. You cannot see these fields of a crystalline matrix that these masters of all of your soul timelines is arriving to do. But you can feel it, you can hear it, and in your own astute awareness, you're listening longer to the high-pitched ringing. And you're placing your hands out more to feel the energetic field around you. And all of this that you're doing very gently and unknowingly is the same as we talked about before, is walking in the lake. You're getting your feet wet. You're getting the temperature of the water into your body. So you're feeling the energetic vibrations around your head or around your heart with your hands. When you touch it with your hands, it calms the mind. When you breathe in the energy in stillness, it calms the body. The AOA added new churno, calm the body, calm the mind, nanaya churno, and meet the master energy of who you truly are. This is how you will get connected, children. So that you will significantly see, hear, and feel the lowering thought forms when they start coming at you. And any projected thought forms or transmissions that are telepathically coming towards you will be shifted and be elevated from your own telepathic connections to these high soul masters and their soul systems that's elevating your aura body and aura consciousness. This is how they show it to me. You are more than ready. Your body's being amplified, as is your mind, to be transfigured and transformed right now into the crystallite soul fields of these masters that are dancing around you. You're just breathing in and letting go the moment that you receive a low vibrational thought form. The moment that your mind goes into questioning and uncertainty and I don't know if I'm doing this right, I don't know if I'm getting all this information. The moment you get those thought forms coming in, I can't do it, I can't go into stillness, it's not working for me. All of those are the little child inside that's feeling lost, that's feeling uncertain. And so as soon as you have those thought forms, get ready to help that inner child, that inner soul being within you, to know that you are connecting to a higher aspect of a higher being of love, light, and freedom. And that this higher aspect that's coming in, that's making your little child afraid or uncertain, begins running those old programs of unworthiness, helplessness, fear. Those are the programs. It's only programs that inner child has ever known. And it's embraced by the mind and the ego. And so once those records start playing, immediately hug yourself. Butterfly medicine, Mama Doshuin is butterfly in Algonquin. Mama Doshuin comes in. Mukwa, great bear medicine, comes in and sits beside your little girl or little boy and houses and anchors you in a frequency of peace, of knowingness, of protection. And when Mama Doshuin moves her wings around you, she transmutes those thought forms. She transmutes those old programs into feeling elevated, into feeling guided and aligned and balanced. And Mukwa beside you, bear medicine, is protecting you from taking on any other thought forms, from any other projected thought forms coming at you. And these animal totems that I have of Mama Doshuan and Mokwa allows the inner child to listen with me. It begins to follow the thought forms of the higher consciousness that's seeping and dancing around in the aura body, and allows the mind to start following the dance of reality consciousness and the knowingness that there's a new wave of a light intelligence coming in more and more each day, whether it's in your thought forms being telepathically elevated, or whether it's the actions that you find yourself doing by releasing and letting go immediately when new thought forms arrive. Ask to receive. Always ask to receive. What is it that you have for me in this now moment? Heal my mind to know that you are with me and that I am a heightened vibration of light, and that this consciousness is bathing me now to shift me into the higher state of connecting. In the essence of your own presence, when you ask, will arrive to assist in releasing those lower vibrations that your inner child has been unknowingly holding on to. It's been there all for how many timelines, how many reincarnate soul lifetimes. It's the same program. But this higher source of your higher master intelligence that is arriving now, in all these plasma energies and light frequencies that's arriving on the planet, it's bringing in the essence of your higher presence. And your higher soul, its essence, will assist your inner child and release all of those thought forms that she's been holding on to. You will have a higher vibration of light, of this higher essence of your own holiest self, moving around you, balancing you. And soon your own mind will be blended and intertwined of this higher soul, of a higher light being of who you are. It's gentle. It's waveforms of energies of consciousness. We cannot see it. I'm not a scientist, I'm not a physicist, but I feel the shift within me. I know the transition is taking place, although I can't see the crystals in the body, the lean fluid that I know is purifying the body. But there's an active knowing and awareness that it is taking place. The neurons in the brain, the neurons in the heart, the intelligence that's moving through the pineal crystals is elaborately activating, diluting the density and revitalizing and crystallizing my body and your body each hour of the day. Because we're breathing this in. And there are many beings from many dimensions that have been weaving into our ethereal grid systems of consciousness on the entire planet. Not just us, all the other kingdoms and elements on the planet are receiving these light beings in their light codes. This is the plasma intelligence. This is the higher formations in the clouds that you see. This is the higher plasma beings and formations that are dancing on the waters that you see. all of the kingdoms and elements are receiving this weaving into the grid systems of consciousness on the planet for this ascension of Gaia. It is taking place. And as you start adapting to your own crystalline aura fields, just knowing that you're cleansing and purifying all thought forms, all conversations, immediately after you finished having the conversation, reading the email, texting the message, remove the frequency of that person or that group of people. Immediately transmute from my aura field and bathe me with the higher crystalline essence of my masters of light and my soul civilization of knowledge. This is how you want to do it every day so that you can begin adapting to feeling that there's higher quotients of light essence in your aura body. And when you breathe it in, you're going to know that there's something seeping into your fields. And you're going to feel and breathe in that seeping energetic field into your heart chakra, into your crown chakra, into your throat chakra. And you're going to feel the magnetic fields in your aura field with your hands and your palm chakras. And you do this very gently, and this will build the knowingness structure of your heart and mind and body to begin its own crystallization.
That is the body, child. That is the body. It is through the touching of the energetic waveforms surrounding the body that the chakra body can become infused of the light quotients that are flowing around you all. Now, your civilizations and their grid systems of many timelines, Mahadana, can begin bathing these aura fields with their light sparks of light essences that will telepathically connect Namadaya Chirudo, an infusion, Mahadana, into the crystals of the body, at the heart, crystals of the body, in the pineal. Neshua, these crystal codes of your own soul civilizations that do crystallize in the third eye, throat, heart, hands, solar plexus feet, the achara will be receiving and transmitting telepathically to the crystalline grid system called the aura body, soon to be transformed Mahadana into electromagnetic field of a crystalline matrix field of light intelligences. Each, you don't know, it will be a frequency that will resonate of all of your own light codes, and that will be moving from the inner chakra body to a resonating frequency of a higher source that will be connecting you and will be sparked into a heightened vibrational format on the 8A gateway. It is not that you need to house the stillness or silence. It is only that you need to understand that everything is within you.
and everything that is around you is sparking the vibratory rates to resonate in the higher coded formats within you. And this is the consciousness field that you will be becoming. And all other consciousness fields you will be leaving behind to transform into light particles in their own waveforms. All the noise around you, the chatter, and the programs that bind you will not connect any longer into your inner minds or inner hearts. When you start transitioning, you will begin standing and receiving these higher vocal vibrations of your own higher master's vibrational words of knowledge. It will be transmitted telepathically into your inner mind, into your crystals of the mind and crystals of the heart. And you will become the word in its vibration. Mahadana, and the vibration will be the tone. And it will be the spark that ignites you into a crystal form. And that is what you will be connecting to as you build and recreate your aura consciousness out of 3D density thought forms into matrix fields of crystalline sparks of your civilizations. The light codes, the light strands that are building and flowing around you in your own column of light each day appear as you move into the stillness. And when you align into the stillness and these columns of light appear that you cannot see but will feel, your own sacred format of who you are will begin to be created. Perhaps it will be an eight-pointed star. Perhaps it will be a sacred geometric formula, but it will appear within your crystal column of light. And that will signal and transmit to your civilizations who you truly are. Bahaka de Yachado Commandaraya Tekiteowa Arishi is the vibration. Niweyarishuma, it is the word spoken. Nikinayachondokongoyandeka, it is the light language. The Yachirno, that your heart beat and your mind will assimilate, calibrate. And just become one. And you will breathe in the oneness of the vibration. You will become one. It is your vibration. You will feel the star seeds within the pineal crystal spinning. White light. As you begin rebirthing a new essence within your human form to that symbol or pattern or eight-pointed star seedling of light that you see now in your inner mind's eye. Visualize. Harmonize the frequency into your inner mind, into your heart, so that at any time you can be acknowledging that frequency when you are in stillness. Your own crystalline essence of your consciousness is beginning to format within you now. And this shifting that you feel of peace and grace and honor, that you are acknowledging your holiest essence within you now. And as you honor this frequency of who you are within you, it gently illuminates within every one of your chakras of the body. This is the transformation that we are all moving into in these upcoming months. And as you are in this transformation of understanding the shifting of your consciousness in your aura bodies to be ignited of light, the vibrations of your soul civilizations coming to build you, coming to reformat you, then you will be in a state of knowingness when others who are in disarray of their own thought forms and who are unbalanced of their bodies, you will be acknowledging their pain and their anxiousness, but you will be also acknowledging and knowing of your own process of transitioning and transforming and becoming a crystal light form, not of the human mind, not of the human judgment, not of the human lowering densities that curtail those others around you and their behaviors, will not be something that you will house at any moment in your aura fields or in your thought forms. You will be in that state of knowing, in that state of feeling with your hands and seeing within your inner mind of your crystalline frequencies within the body, within the aura matrix fields. You will be in that visual state of knowing your transformation. And as you accept, as you adapt to your own star seed codes, and that is lighting up your inner mind's eye, acknowledging your inner ears to hear more, then you will feel the Holy Spirit is moving through you and moving within you. Breathe in the holy essence that is here and now, moving into all hearts, transmitting light onto all crown chakras, bathing the inner mind with this essence, the holiest vibrations of peace. Breathe it in. And let it permeate. It is your own holy essence of who you are that is seeping in through the crown. opening up the third eye and pineal crystals. Fueling your inner mind with absolute peace. That you would hear your inner child say, pour more. From within your heart, pour more of this light essence of love. Expand your heart with the next breath. And feel the empowering vibrations of your soul-like consciousness building these power codes of who you are. Within the heartbeat now. Your feet are anchoring even deeper into Gaia. And you are becoming stronger within your inner body. And your inner child is blanketed in white light. And is receiving the power of enlightenment, of knowledge. Of recreating, rebuilding. A new essence of who you are.
Wadia Chado de Kabaha.
What is it that you have for these children here and now that are aligning into the essence of their holiest soul beings? Senses of feeling, seeing, and hearing. What is it that you have for these children's inner child to flourish, to bend into the higher vibrations? Of these infinite frequencies of light intelligent codes that are arriving today, preparing them for the 8-8 gateway, a portal of ascension that is coming to assist all consciousness on the planet. What is it that you have for these ones who are here and now, connecting telepathically to their own holiest essence of light? We bring the word. The word is of light vibrations. The word is of love quotients. And the word is a vibration of absolute oneness to their inner soul child and to their higher soul source and to their holiest essence. The word will connect them telepathically. And the word is, I am here.
And as their inner soul child awakens each day, is confused at any moment, listen for the words. I am here, child. I am here. I am here. And they will be connected to their own I am, that I am. There will be tears flowing from their eyes. There will be joy moving through their heartbeats, for their inner child has found its own essence. I am here. And the Savior vibration of gratitude and grace will overwhelm, bless, cleanse, and heal all who are connecting to their own I am. And many who do not know of their I am will come to know it. And those that are enlightened into the I am presence of their own soul being and their soul essence of an I am presence flows into the heartbeat of their inner child will no longer be imbalanced. They will no longer look in uncertainty. They will become absolute humility and honoring to their soul journey that will balance them and move them into the hierarchy of their higher beingness states and even the universal ones of many dimensions will come to them on the gateways. And many portals will be open for them to walk through. It is happening. And all are ready to receive their light-coated strands that are now placed before them. These are your strands of glory, of light codes of consciousness of who you are. See and feel the essence of the sparks of the codes of light on these light strands that are placed before you now. These strands and cords of light will spark resonating vibrations into you, into your heart, onto your crown chakras, and around your hands. The star elders and star nations of many tribes have been waiting for you to begin emanating in your own light fields by these strands and cords of sparks of light that will elevate you into the realms beyond that you will be soaring into. And the higher celestial ones
I always show the word bringing in the higher beings of 12 universes to amplify the light energy that is pouring around you now. For they will all come to know who you are in this sacred reunion, rebirthing of your I am here into living light energies, living within you now, living on this planet once more. It takes time that you are feeling this power now. Then on the 8-8 gateway, a sacred light portal of ascension will be open for all who have been awakened tonight to receive their light codes of light consciousness, to come to sit before the essence of the I am that I am, permeate your inner child, your inner being, your inner mind of who you truly are. And your 12 DNA strands will be awakened in amplifying new thought forms and new transitions within your body. And this simultaneously activates messages from your soul being that arrives within you to teach you the new teachings and techniques that will be delivered and settled into your crystalline or matrix body. There will be sparking heightened light vibrations into protective light columns around you at all times now. I am seeing the columns of light around each and every one of you. As invisible as they are, yet I see and feel the radiance of your soul essence sparking protective fields and shields around all aura bodies, so that the essence of the gathering of your own I am into your inner child feels the comfort of the holiest vibrations in the columns of light around you. You are now known in the universes of this light, and all is gathering in the universes of the ancient ones to place your light codes of consciousness into your crystalline ethereal grids of a matrix. Magnetics, child, electromagnetics of the crystalline essence is in the etheric grid systems of all consciousness, moving above and beyond the planet, yet transmitting projections of light-stranded codes of light spark beings into the aura matrix fields and the crystalline vibrations of the etheric grids to the aura grids are becoming oneness of a reality consciousness into all kingdoms, to all elements. And all is sewing in and interacting and integrating of these codes of the civilizations of ancient ones, the starlight beings, building a uniform web of light to co-create the I Am presence in all soul beings. Soon you will be no longer the dense form, but rather a crystallite form of codes of consciousness, connecting beyond dimensions. Yet you are continually transforming throughout this year. Just allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you and align to the frequencies that is healing you, elevating you. And these energies will transcend and ascend the Holy Spirit through you, around you, above you, at all times. It is of the light, and it is delivering you from the holiest of holies, the vibrations. It seeps down and pours into you the sacredness of 12 strands, of 12 timelines, of 12 dimensions, in 12 cords of light. They will be placed now upon your hands, upon your feet, upon your head, around your heart, within your eyes. To see the sparks of oneness. As you are in the stillness, allow the alignment of the Holy Spirit, of your own holy consciousness, to create a pattern and a formula around you. And let that pattern transmit the holiest light essence around you and upon you now. Feel it pulsating through the pattern, the holy essence, into any one of your chakras. Feel or see the color and hue that this holy consciousness is pouring into you and around you and upon you. It is your pattern, it is your hue, it is your vibration. That is who you are becoming. And the 12 civilizations and 12 nations and 12 tribes will all begin surrounding your crystalline aura of this matrix field, this holiest essence that is harmonically pulsing love, light, and freedom. You wadadechodo, the freedom of your soul, the freedom of all souls into unity of oneness. And this will be amplified during the 8-8 gateway as it is now. Breathe in the peace and honor the essence of all that you are. Feel the love within your heart of your inner child who's bathed in the holiest of light consciousness. Hear your inner child say, I am that I am that I am of light. These heightened frequencies of coded cords of light is moving through the crown chakra and heart. And you are in the highest perfected state of love, light, and freedom. No longer any battling thought forms of fear or anxiousness. Uncertainty is dissolved. You will be in this harmonic bliss, knowing that you are a child of light now. And your own inner child has just been empowered to know that it will receive and acknowledge the light powers of light cords of light consciousness that is never leaving your body, never leaving the planet, only intertwining, invoking, and becoming the higher crystalline essence within your own soul being. All is in perfection. All is empowering of crystals of light within you now of who you are. And your own masters who are dancing around you have begun to sit beside you to see that your inner child is standing straight up high within you now, ready to receive its own seedling of light consciousness and to step into the portal of light that will be placed on this gateway. You will begin receiving, trusting, and becoming more and more of your crystal seed vibration of love, light, and freedom in the stillness. Breathe in the light crystal frequencies in silhouettes that are dancing around you in many formations of light codes. Breathe in the harmonic rings of light that is dancing around your entire body, that is sealing you and completing you of this activation that is preparing you for that what is coming in the 8th month. Yo wa da da dia shodo kukuria da de ti ni ma na na shiyo we atina na wala kwaya shina. Breathe in once more. Relax your shoulders as you breathe out slowly. Stretch your arms as you are integrating this information, these codes of light
the words of the I am here within you and all information that you received of who you are as a crystal star being. Open your eyes and stretch your arms up, way up high. Now give yourself a hug, for that little child inside of you is connecting to all that you are. Yeah, wow, that's for sure. It is done. We just give thanks and great gratitude to the essence of the holiest presence of the I Am, the infinite I Am columns of light that were placed upon each child, and the crystalline vibrations of the crystalline aura fields that will now be shimmering and transmitting to all the civilizations, to all the timelines of all souls journeying in oneness of their I Am presence. Just give thanks to Gaia, the animal kingdoms, the elements, and all that is housing us and balancing us during this ascension of this planet. Wiggle your toes a little bit. You may want to drink some water and just move the hips around or the shoulders around to just get coming back into the body a little bit more now. So we have a lot of energies here of heightened peace. So I don't want to shift the consciousness out of this heightened waveform of bliss that everybody's in. But I do want to say that you will want to continue moving through a portal of ascension with your master code of the beloved I Am that we've placed through you, in you, and in your aura fields tonight. On the 88 gateway, when I'm going to be bringing in radiant light energies in sequences of patterns and numbers. And the heightened intelligence is going to raise and elevate your soul that you've connected within today into higher frequencies. And I'm going to shift the crystals within the body and pour in a crystalline ascension on the 88 gateway. It will be a powerful event. It will flow and radiate around this activation that we just did. So you can go into the website, I Am Infinite All, for that, iaminfiniteall.com, and register for that. So that you may move into a transcending frequency in the way that will collaborate your vibrations and the vibrational mind and soul being. And for that, what will be the balance of this year? Every month, they're bringing in a new evolution code of consciousness and master teaching. And that's what we're bringing in each one of these telepathic Tuesdays or gateways, to keep you in that
elevated state in activating your own divine gifts within, and to stay in the higher all-knowing understanding of this divine orchestration of what we're doing each month in this beautiful hoop of oneness that I gather in. So I am very, very happy with seeing so many energy fields coming in tonight as I see in the higher grid systems when I'm sitting here that many from all around the world are blessing and transmitting at a higher rate than you realize. And the higher masters of multi-dimensions that work with me do connect you to your spirit guides and do connect you into your columns of light each day now, not just on this telepathic Tuesday or gateway, but all the time. It's magnifying. It's like a spinning top. It just keeps going quicker and quicker and quicker. So I wanted to share that with you, that we'll be on top of that for the 88 gateway. And into September, the 99 gateway, I will be in Gaspé at the Quebec St. Lawrence, working with the whales. And that excursion is on my website, that you can tap into that if you're in Canada and you want to come on to the sacred tour, where I will be channeling and working with the sonar telepathic vibrations with the whales for 3 days, each day 2.5 hours on the boats with those whales. And those that cannot make it, there will be some videos that will be taken on that 99 gateway. So we'll have that available for you to receive the 99 gateway from home with me, with the whales, and the channeled messages that will be electrifying, I'm sure. So on that happy note, I don't want to remove anyone anymore from this high vibration of love, light, and harmony. The Yukuku Mayachi Andan Tegirna Tegirna, walk in the bliss and amaniyajana of knowing that you are Nyanit Jichato, connected to the holiest, the Katana of the I am, that I am, that I am here within you now. Blessings on your evening. Bye-bye.